Republicans to get off their rear ends and vote straight Republican in November. They need to understand the communist socialist threat should be given no quarter in the political arena. Corner. Everyone, even the Democrats, should be denouncing these candidates. You see, here's the basic problem, in my opinion. The basic problem. They allowed the socialists into their party. Now, I'm going to back the bus up. I'm going to go all the way back to 2010 here in the state of Michigan. The Republicans allowed the Tea Party into their party. I was one of them. I put it out there flat out. I was the Tea Party candidate running on the Republican ticket against the establishment Republican Howard Walker for the state Senate. Had no problem doing that. Why? Because the Tea Party stood for limited government, lower taxes, less spending. Cut the budget, cut the spending, lower the taxes. I ran on making Michigan a right-to-work state. I pushed that issue to the forefront with the Republican Party. Then Chairman Ron Weiser of the Republican Party in Michigan got on board with it. With Norm Hughes' help and many others, Gary Glenn, the list goes on and on and on, Brian Pannebaker, we put pressure on Weiser to support our efforts. They collectively, we pushed Snyder to do it. That was all generated, folks, out of my campaign against Howard Walker in 2010. I was the point of the spear. Another thing I was running on is eliminating, completely eliminating, the income tax. At the time, I was in favor of the Michigan Fair Tax, which would have increased the sales tax, eliminating the income tax, and taxing tourists who come to our state. Much like what Florida does when people go to the Disney World. And the other thing I ran on was getting rid of all these laws that hurt businesses. Overregulation is strangling this state. Well, of course, that pushed the Republican Party to the right. Flipping it now, the Democrat socialists, they call themselves, socialist communists, are pushing the Democrat Party to the left, farther left than what they already were under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Why do you think Whitmer came out and endorsed Haley Stevens? Because she knows El Sayed is too far left to win in November. And you know what may happen? Mike Rogers may actually be the one that motivates Republicans to get out and vote against El Sayed and helping, actually, John James become the next governor. It'll be the U.S. Senate race that has the coattails. Because if his influencer, Hassan Piker, if he continues running his mouth, that's only going to help Haley Stevens voters, independents, and Republicans, like Mike says, get off your lazy butts and vote. Here is the main point of all of this. Influencers are only interested in pushing their agenda. They're not politicians. They don't end up on the ballot. They end up having a big mouth. They end up impacting and changing maybe people's minds, but they're not on the ballot. And it's their candidates that are going to have to pay the price. Well, we've got a story pulled up in the next segment talking about these influencers and what their impact is going to be. Most importantly, what does it have to do with campaign finance laws? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get some quotes from even former Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here of hour number one, influencers are new to campaigns, but disclosure rules aren't. Social media influencers are becoming an increasingly common tool for political campaigns and candidates. But campaign finance experts say that the medium may be new, while many of the rules governing political paid speech are not. At a minimum, campaigns that pay influencers to post political content need to report that spending just as they would payments to television radio stations, consultants, or other campaign vendors, said Goodman Acker partner Mark Brewer, former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. You pay a firm to run radio and TV ads. You pay a firm to do social media. If you're paying an influencer to post content online, that has to be reported by the campaign. Paid influencers' content also may require a disclaimer identifying the candidate, the PAC, super PAC, or ballot question committee that's paying you to make your post. Question is becoming more relevant as campaigns increasingly are turning to TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and other social media platforms to reach voters through personalities who already have established audiences. They already have a following. Political consultant Joe Spalding said influencer culture and politics are quickly becoming intertwined as social media competes with traditional outlets for voters' attentions. We're already seeing how this is playing out, and it's not exactly in slow motion. These campaigns are moving pretty quickly. Live in real time, high definition 4K, right now they're already in these elections. We saw a lot of that this past Tuesday, Spalding said. For campaigns, Spalding said that means treating influencer arrangements seriously enough to make sure they follow the laws for campaign finance reports. He said campaigns have already struggled with legal questions involving petition gathering, artificial intelligence generated videos, and even influencer arrangements, creating another area where poor advice could actually expose a campaign to legal problems. The concept itself is not entirely new. Spalding said, political campaigns have relied on celebrity endorsements for generations. Every year, there are celebrity endorsements for certain candidates. This goes back to forever, at least in my lifetime. And celebrity endorsements aspect isn't that much different than what we're seeing now from these influencers. What has changed is the accessibility to the platforms. An established social media personality who regularly enters into commercial brand deals have an agent, an attorney, sometimes a manager that reviews the contracts. Meanwhile, a local creator with a smaller following has a full-time job and maybe maintains a social media account simply as extracurricular activity. Maintaining it as an interest or a hobby, having no idea that if they accept compensation for political content or endorsements, could actually trigger campaign finance requirements. A lot of money got spent for out-of-state influencers in Michigan's election this past Tuesday. It automatically almost felt like, seemed like, a campaign strategy. Well, some of these influencers involved in this political activity may not even realize that they need to ask whether compensation or sponsorship needs to be disclosed. This could end up being a very upsetting experience if there's a type of legal entanglement at the end of the campaign. This could end up proving to be unfortunate, because the other side of the coin is there's also something called free speech. And what may be argued is that a lot of these influencers are absolutely exercising simply their First Amendment rights, Spalding said. He also pointed to the fact that campaigns should make sure anyone producing content on their behalf understands the applicable rules before the content is posted. Brewer said the basic campaign finance principle is relatively straightforward. If a campaign compensates someone to produce potential, what could be seen as political content, the expenditure generally needs to be disclosed. This post paid for by, and then the candidate's campaign. Also, the compensation does not necessarily have to come in the form of a conventional check. Brewer said even an arrangement in which someone agrees to make a political content in exchange for a dinner could even constitute compensation, even though that would be considered an unusual form of compensation. It's still a transaction. Typically, transactions like this have a contract, but many of them do not. Also, someone independently posting support for a candidate because they personally support the candidate is a different position and generally would not trigger a disclosure requirement. I'm considered somewhat influencer because of our media platform, a radio show. However, I've always said I have personally endorsed this person, many a times not even getting paid to do so. Now, one of the things that is very interesting in this story, the situation can become even more complicated when an influencer is being paid by an outside organization, such as a 501c4 or a political action committee, especially when they produce the content, meaning the 501c4 or the political PAC. Here, read this. Here, post this. Brewer said campaigns need to make sure that political communications produced by influencers carry whatever disclaimer is legally required. Ultimately, it comes back to the candidate's obligation to report it and to make sure that their public communications by whatever vendor they are hiring uses the right disclaimer on the communication. However, individual social media platforms also may impose their own disclosure requirements. Paid political content that go beyond Michigan campaign finance laws may be implemented. Well, this recently resulted in an alleged violation. It ended up with a campaign finance complaint being filed with the Bureau of Elections. Those violations can result in fines and, even rare circumstances, litigation, lawsuits, or even criminal charges. Pointing, for example, to Heather Lambertini. Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections provide guidance on campaign finance disclaimers. Meanwhile, the Michigan Press Association also recommends that political advertisements identify the name and address of the person paying for the ad. Thomas Cooley Law School professor Jeffrey Schwartz said states are only beginning to address these political influencers specifically. California and Texas have actually passed and enacted laws specifically requiring political influencers to disclose when campaigns have paid them for their speech. Schwartz said influencers many times can serve the same role as actors, celebrities, and play in earlier generations of political advertising. Although social media creators often cultivate an image that is less polished and more personal. People are supposed to believe that these are real-life, honest-to-goodness voters, Schwartz said. That perceived authenticity is part of what makes influencers attractive to campaigns. Hi, my name is, it's a person. Many times perceived to be a real voter. Well, here's the bottom line to all of this. Campaign compensation may not always be the primary motivation for an influencer. Some creators have used businesses, merchandise, and other revenue streams that benefit while their profiles grow. But they start out by saying something on behalf of Donald Trump or perhaps on behalf of El Sayed. They want to be seen on television. They want to be seen on the internet. They want people to consider them connected to these people or that they have in whatever they think they're interested in is in supporting the candidate. The means some political content may amount to nothing more than an influencer simply exercising their First Amendment rights, while other content could be part of a formal campaign strategy involving compensation and disclosure requirements. For Brewer, that distinction represents a new version of a political problem campaigns may have to face every time communication technology is implemented. This new kind of influencer is a new form of media. Just like in the 1920s when radio was new, in the 1950s, TV came along. Well, now we're dealing with online websites and social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even X. Pretty interesting story about influencers. Could we see some campaign finance violations down the road? Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.